If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside. Hey, happy Wednesday. The first day of free agency.
Day one of free agency.
The real first day.
The other was just a warm up.
Free agency's happening. We're live at the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Now, let me say this before we wade into a story that is just mind-blowing. My wedding ceremony is all set. I had the ceremony all written. I spoke with the bride and groom on my way into work tonight.
Did you storyboard this thing?
It's not storyboarded, but it's, you know, radio storyboarded, like kind of, you know, how we storyboard things.
Because there's things you could pay to have someone like do a little animated prep kind of show for you.
No, it's good the way it is.
Stick figures or whatever.
No.
Here's where you are.
I got the plan. You
give this guy a swinging neck breaker.
Yeah, it's no swing. Okay, no swinging neck breaker in the ceremony.
This is where you are, RKO a guy.
Not in the ceremony. We're not happy, man. And I said, hey, you like all the fun stuff? You like some of the mentions I have planned, everything? I'll go, yeah, sure. I will give you this. Since it is in Arizona, Corbin Carroll will be getting a mention during the ceremony.
How about that?
Yes, we'll be happy. Ready to go. Ready to go on Saturday, man.
Ready to go.
Ready to go. Now, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what happens now. At some point tonight, I have to start preparing for the Sabbath. I think that's coming up now, so I don't know what I need, but I need to start
doing that.
I need to start doing
the wizard.
And DJ, we're preparing for Black Sabbath.
You said it's Saturday?
Saturday, yes.
So they have 2 days to get out of it still.
Yes, my son. Yes, they do.
Still plenty of time for reconsideration.
No.
Both of the nuptials themselves and for you running the show.
Yes. No, they're all. I talked to both of them tonight. Raring to go. Can't wait. All right.
All
ready?
Jacked up about it.
Yes. Okay. Yes. It's happening.
Open bar in the reception.
Yes. Open bar. I made sure to say that. I'm not going to say during. Oh, and hey, by the way, thanks for coming. Cash bar tonight.
No, that's an important piece because otherwise you become the villain.
How am I the villain?
You're the guy that would have to announce
I went to a wedding with a guy. I would never announce that.
But like,
I would never announce
that's
that.
That's one of the last things, because that's one of the things.
No.
If you're a minister at a wedding at a funeral, it becomes the family will receive, you know, we're going to meet over at the banquet hall. You know, you're all invited. Come and sit and enjoy. Same thing with the nuptials. There's usually at least now it spills over to the other event. I mean, at that point is where, you know, you've got to give folks the out, because if it's going to be a cash bar, maybe they RSVP'd Look, man, you're out the money
Mike,
of the chicken
when he
dinner.
Says bar, he means candy bar. Like, they're going to have Snickers and Kit Kats.
Three Musketeers.
As long as they're full size or maybe even the king size.
I pass that on to the bartender. Hey, is this a cash bar or open bar? I'm going to save all the bartender questions for the bartender. There he is right there. Go ask him when you go over and order your first drink.
Yeah, but see, if
I'll be over here.
But here's how this really goes badly on all the guests in attendance is if they treat that guy poorly, like it's his, you know, he gets the derision. Guess what? Watered down drinks. It's going to be no juice to those drinks.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, you want a sugary thing?
Yeah.
I didn't know if there was there any alcohol in it? No. Might as well have just been all sorts of marshmallow fluff or whipped cream.
It's a marshmallow world. So I just paid $8 for marshmallow fluff and ice cubes. Yes, you did.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
I didn't get any. There's no Kahlua in here. No, not at all. Not a bit of it.
I added a little bit of blue curacao just to give it give it some coloring. It's good for you, man. I really
want the
videotape to pop out of this thing. And see if it becomes a viable side business.
Do you want to call the people or should I? I mean, they got 2 days to get out of this.
I don't think
they know what they're doing.
No, I think this is actually in
it's
his
happening.
Wheelhouse right here.
It's happening.
And they still got time for
this
it
is my new side hustle, man. I'll be shows during the week, man. Weddings on the weekend. I got a 12 o'clock in Van Nuys. I got a hustle over. I got a 3 o'clock that's all the way over in Malibu. Then I got a 5:30 in Culver City.
Because this is where we get into a larger debate of, wedding versus ceremony versus whatever, union, like all those, because wedding always had the connotation of a religious tie to it.
Yes, my son.
With you running this thing, there's no chance in hell that's the case.
You never know. You never know. Maybe it is.
Not if you filled out the back of the form.
You never know.
Again, this could have been, you could have been going towards the black set.
I didn't get ordained online and not get the homily ready.
Did you at least have to take a test? Or did you just fill out a form?
No.
You literally just filled out a form?
When you say test, what do you mean by test?
Well, like an interpretation of the state's rules, regulations, and powers.
You did have to know about the states. Yes, you did have to know about the state you want to officiate in. Like, you select where you're going to officiate, and then there's stuff you have to learn. But it's not like if you get these wrong, you can't be a
wedding.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. You just
that's
go through and you check that you understand. That's how it goes.
Wow, that's a side hustle for everybody.
It's great, isn't it?
Walking around the park. Hey, you two look like you're in love.
It's not official, though.
No, it's absolutely official. Absolutely
not
official.
Here it isn't. Not in this jurisdiction.
Well, in Arizona.
But we're not there.
I know, but that's where I can perform wedding. Wait till my side hustle gets to California.
Are you now a notary?
I'm a reverend.
It becomes binding there, too?
I'm a rev, man. Call me the rev.
So you got that going with you?
They call me the rev.
Clicky.
Speaking of new jobs, if you're ready for a new one, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com to find your location. That is expresspros.com. Well, here we are, day 3 of free agency. We got Jay Glazer coming up. Tell us all the big comings and goings, where some big names could end up, what he thinks of what's happened so far. But I would say a bizarre turn in the Aaron Rodgers story today, but that's kind of par for the course for Aaron Rodgers. But this is bizarre even for him. Now, a day after we find out that potentially he is on Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s shortlist to be the vice presidential candidate on the independent ticket, CNN has a story that they put out today that is spreading all over, and it is really something. CNN puts out a story that is about a decade old, but it says that the person, Pamela Brown, who was one of the journalists writing, who wrote this story, said that she was covering the Kentucky Derby for CNN in 2013 when she was introduced to Aaron Rodgers. Hearing that she was a journalist with CNN, Rodgers immediately began attacking the news media for covering up important stories. Rodgers brought up the tragic killing of 20 children and 6 adults by a gunman at Sandy Hook Elementary School, claiming it was actually a government inside job and the media was intentionally ignoring it. According to the story, when Brown questioned him on the evidence to show this real shooting was staged, Rodgers shared a lot of various theories that have been disproven numerous times. These are some of the conspiracy theories that were at the center of lawsuits that were brought by victims' families against conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, who was sued and had to pay out and will have to pay out in the hundreds of millions of dollars. This story, look, I don't think people understand quite how big a deal this story is when it compares to Aaron Rodgers, because there's conspiracy theories and there's talking about a flat earth. There's even talking about, hey, what I think of the vaccine. There's that kind of stuff that's out there. And then there's, I'm going to go and talk about something baseless that the Sandy Hook conspiracy was staged. Now, this wasn't something he said public. He said this very privately. But again, much like Donald Sterling with the Clippers, when you say something very racial in private, but it gets out, I'm sorry, but it got out. It's the old adage that if you have a dog that he's behind a fence, everything that says beware of dog, and there's all kinds of things up there, but the dog gets out and bites somebody, the dog still gets out and bites somebody. You got to deal with that. I had the signs up. Yeah, the dog still wound up biting somebody. So this wasn't something that Rogers talked about publicly. This was a private conversation, but now it is public. And now this is out there, and now this is something that Rogers has to deal with. This is not, hey, he did a podcast, he talked about vaccines, he talked about this. This is the killing of 26 people, and 20 of them that were kids, that he is sharing theories, whether it's behind the scenes or in public, that, hey, I think the government covered this up, and they were all actors. Because that was Alex Jones's big thing, was that, hey, the people were all actors, and that's what Rogers, according to this piece, allegedly repeated. Hey, these are all actors. There's some kind of okay, what we'll be okay with, what you want to talk about conspiracy theory wise, and then there's this is going to have huge ramifications. Like for the first time, I can see the end of his career because of this. I can see the Jets meeting with him saying, hey, if this isn't taken care of and Rogers has to come out and do something and address this right away, this is not something you can just let fester, this is out there. Like, I can see there being a, hey, maybe we have to figure something else out. Maybe you go try to run for vice president. Maybe something. I can see the end of his career because of this, because this is different. I don't know how this is going to play in the locker room with his teammates in public, that now it got out. This is much more dangerous and more and more serious than people want to realize it is. Because you can say, oh, but this is Rogers doing it. You know, I get it. I get Rogers has been off the wall for his whole. I understand. This is not everybody's first day. They know this about Aaron Rodgers. This part of it, this is extremely serious, and I can see big-time things happening because of this, because this is different than anything else that he's been connected with in the past.
Well, we go back into all of the vaccine discussions, and look, hindsight being what it is, there's a lot that was suspect in terms of how stuff was handled, reported, communicated, etc. I mean, still plenty of investigations, discussion going on. Doesn't take away the fact that a lot of people got sick and died. Now, in this particular case, it's always a reminder when we're on air, right? When we're in these studios, you always have to, my dad taught me this a long, long ago, the walls have ears. And in our business, you always assume the mic is on, right? That it's being heard. In this case, it's one thing to have your thoughts and to have those conversations in the background. But as soon as it becomes a viable point to this, right? Mm-hmm. This has been there for a decade.
Yeah.
Even during all the vaccine stuff, all the hot debate, because Aaron Rodgers was, for many, public enemy number one. Mm-hmm. For other people's, he was a hero, depending on where you were in that continuum. But everybody was talking about him. CNN, Fox News, you name it, he was on everybody's, his name was on everybody's lips. This never came up. Start to potentially venture into the world of politics. Ta-da. Now you're open game, right? This becomes a...
Now we go through everything that you did. You're on the short list? Okay, this is what we're going to look at right now.
This was probably written and sitting there. It's like the celebrity obituaries for people once they hit a certain level of celebrity or a certain age. All right, you got that on file. Just update dates, last credits, how they died, if we know, and it's out, right? And that becomes a statement. Likewise, this, soon as that story yesterday that we had fun with and mocked the Jets and talked about how he'd still be the best option at quarterback that the Jets have had forever, well, it activated a whole other part of the narrative and his history. And so any of those stories now become part of the public discourse. And so we'll see where this flows. To this point, I haven't seen anything from him discussing it. I know McAfee was saying he was on an ayahuasca retreat or whatever in Costa Rica as this stuff broke. But certainly it's now a very serious matter that he's got to come up with a statement. It's not going to satisfy many, if anybody. Again, small fringe.
The only thing he can say is that, no, I never said this. CNN got it wrong.
No, but that's it.
That's the only thing he can say.
Full denial.
It's the only thing he can say right now. That's it. That's the only thing he's got.
And then it becomes the how dogged an effort are they going to make from a journalistic standpoint to go through anybody that might have been within earshot at this Kentucky Derby event, at any of these other events where he said this or similar things. So, yeah, this is act one of the next part of the Aaron Rodgers play.
He has hastened the end of his career, because I can see after today, with, like I said, this is different. Trust me, this is different than anything else he has said up until this point. And now it's going to be a huge thing. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next, yeah, we got Jay Glazer stopping by. All the latest on NFL free agency. What's next? Quarterbacks changing places. Big day for receivers today. Keep it right here. Jay, always a must listen. This is Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot no deputy. Oh, no, oh.
Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. If you like using debit over credit, shouldn't you also get rewarded? Well, now you can with Discover Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases with no fees, period. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. That's discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC. But we'll have more on Aaron Rodgers coming up a little bit, but today was day three of NFL free agency. Quarterbacks are flying all over the place, and Calvin Ridley is way overpaid. Gets really paid. I got ahead of myself there.
Well, the Titans were 18-1.
Yeah. If you bet Titans, maybe you made more money than Calvin Ridley did on the deal.
Well, there's some speculating that maybe. No, anyway.
He goes to the Titans for 4 years and $92 million.
Good for him.
Whew. There is nobody better to join us now on the hotline to break it all down. Longtime NFL on Fox insider, Jay Glazer. You can follow him on Twitter, at Jay Glazer. That is at Jay Glazer, who I think after seeing some of these wide receiver contracts, Darnell Mooney getting $39 million, Calvin Ridley $92 million. Jay, would you go back and be an NFL wide receiver now? I think it's really lucrative, Jay.
I'm telling you, I think the league, is really missing out on a 5'7" Jewish receiver who runs a 7'2" 40.
But as long as you can create some space.
And who clearly will not pass the psychological exam.
Okay. 7'2" and a 40, Jay. I like that. I think that's pretty good.
Oh, did I say 40? I meant 20.
A 7'2", 20. Buddy, how you been, man, with all this stuff going on the last few days?
Oh, no, it hasn't been going on the last few days. It's been going on since, you're seeing it now, but these things go on way before this. And I know we call it legal tampering, but there are so many backdoor deals that get done. And, this I mean, you think about it, too, with like Kirk Cousins, go to Atlanta Falcons. It was a worst-kept secret. Like, it's not like we all thought, oh, he may go here, he may go there. The entire time we're thinking, Atlanta Falcons. And Kirk is an interesting thing because – if you go back to when he was with Washington, that's what Raheem Morris knew him from, when he was at Washington. And he was so beloved by that staff. You think about the people who loved him over there. And Sean McVay, Matt LaFleur, Kyle Shanahan, Kevin O'Connell. Like, man, he got so much. There were so many people on that staff who loved him. But all those guys have quarterbacks now. So kind of, but again, he had – If you were around Kirk Cousins back then, that entire staff just fell in love with him, and their love never waned.
It's like, oh,
I like that.
Wow, Jason,
that was poetic.
He sounds like he's on Fox, like on The Bachelor. Hey, and the love never waned. Let's see it right here.
You got a reality show you and Strahan are coming out with. What do we got?
So, here's the thing too. When you don't have a quarterback in this league, life is absolutely miserable. It's miserable. And guys, I'm sorry if you're hearing this snorting over here. It's my little handicapped friend. She just got stuck here next to me. So if you're hearing it, if he's loud.
Like that. Oh, I just heard that right there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he can't get up. He's not able to get himself up and off the couch. And Rosie left and kind of left him over here with me. So we gotta figure out this. Get him down. My bad.
It sounds like someone's playing the tuba right behind you. Like they're tuning up to play the tuba.
Well, our dog, the little dog Lucky, her little handicapped Frenchie. We got lucky. I'm sorry to go off here. We got lucky from brought him to a kill shelter because his legs didn't work anymore. And we got him like a couple days before that was going to happen. Legs didn't work. And kind of like mine don't, just like Rosie rehabbed me, she rehabbed this dog all the way back. He's walking and running. And
wow.
He is incredible. So anybody out there, man, these dogs, you got a chance. Like, trust me, if you go and adopt a dog from a shelter, especially kill shelter, and you're thinking you're saving that dog's going to save you right back. So anyway, sorry, that was my public service announcement as he's like snooting and snoring in the phone.
No, that was fantastic. Hey, Jay.
But going back to life is so miserable when you don't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
And there's so many, you don't know, there's so much what if, especially in the draft, right? So if you're already familiar with a guy like Kirk Cousins, you're like, all right, where do you know? This guy's not a superstar, right? He hasn't won a ton as far as, you know, the big games that you're looking for, but you know you can win with them, and you know what you are getting with them. And that's for a lot of these cats, like, all right, at least we have stability at that position. Because when you don't have stability at that position, life is miserable. You look like you can't coach. You look like you can't get players. You look like everybody else thinks. You don't know how to call plays. All of a sudden, when you do have a great quarterback at the or a good quarterback at the position, suddenly you can pick players. Suddenly you know how to coach. Suddenly your offensive line is okay. Life is totally different.
Gets a lot easier for you there. Hey, Jay, the Cowboys, Eric Kendricks finally is going to show up. So put one on the scoreboard. It would appear that the Cowboys have actually awakened in their all-in pursuits.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because it's almost like, look, this happened to Dallas with Randy Gregory a couple years ago where they had a deal with all of them. Until he put pen to paper, you know, the deal wasn't done. They end up going, you know, and switching up and go to the Denver Broncos. And so I think almost Dallas looked at it like, well, okay, these are new rules now. And most of the other teams are like, no, when you agree with someone, you agree. So, it was definitely a bone of contention there.
Jay Glazer with us, the Jason Smith here with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. All right.
My point is San Fran thought they had a deal done with
right.
them. And we're like, okay, we have a deal. He agreed. But until you sign it, that deal's not done. And, you know, again, I think Dallas, because it happened to them, was more apt to say, okay, well, it's not fine. Let's go do this.
Yeah, but the thing about Dallas is that, Jay, is that they it seems like Jerry Jones's all-in was run it back with the same guys and we're going to lose some guys. Like that's the real message of being all-in. We're running it back.
There are some teams, though, right, who will let everybody else go make the big splash early on. It's always been this way. You know, some teams will go, okay, let them go make the big splash. And then as time goes on, guys are going to go, oh, man, we didn't. Like, players get desperate, and they start pushing their agents and stuff, and all of a sudden they start taking lesser deals. You can still get guys with great talent, but not at that huge. So, you know, some of the rocket numbers that come out of the gates are ridiculous. And so there are some teams, and I think Dallas, one of them, would say, you know what, we'll wait for that second wave.
Jay, does anything come out of these allegations of tampering, you know, between Barkley and now even with Kirk Cousins a little bit of who they were talking to during the supposed dead periods and, you know, the rules of engagement there?
It's hard to prove. It's hard to prove. Again, everyone talks.
Right.
It's really, really hard to prove.
Ask and answer. Nice and easy.
So, Jay, the big question, we're still waiting. We've seen a lot of players sign in free agency.
By the way, everybody tampers.
Oh, sure.
So.
No, but that's just it, right? It's like all the allegations we always had in college football, college basketball, or even, you know, things that we've had go on in the pros. It's all just a matter of, well, who do they decide to go and get after?
Right, exactly. Now, look, there's overt tampering where you got a head coach calling a player behind the agent's back saying, well, you know, there is tampering also where teams will tell a certain agent, listen, if you get this guy, we'll give him X amount to sign, but we won't do it with his current agent. That happens. So an agent will suddenly reach out to a player sign with an agent and say, hey, listen, I don't know what they're telling you to get, but, man, you sign with us, we can get you X amount, knowing that's already, like, they already have that from the general manager. And that's where sometimes you see guys flip agents. That's why. That's a totally different type of tampering. That happens quite a bit.
All right, well, apparently the Bears need to do some tampering if they wanted to trade Justin Fields, because now they seem to be stuck. There doesn't seem to be a market for – sorry, Harmon. I'm just putting a stake through Harmon's heart with the Justin Fields story here, Jay. what's going to happen with him now? Does he have to wait? Do the Bears have to wait? What's going to happen now?
On the Bears, I wait. Like, I just sit there, I wait. I wait until somebody goes, okay, man, something happened. Somebody went down. We, you know, like, listen, it's just not totally different. But, like, Brett Favre got traded in camp. I'm certainly not comparing it to Brett Favre. My point is, you know, you don't have to sit there and go, oh, man, time's run out. We're just going to take whatever we can get. You can sit there and be patient because things could play out. Somebody can get hurt. Something else could happen. So, like, you just don't know. So if I'm there, I'm patient. It's like, if you know Caleb's a guy, you get Caleb no matter what. And things have a way of working themselves out in this league all the time.
Jay, we saw with Pete Carroll, then with Sean Payton. Now we go to Mike Tomlin. Russell Wilson, does he have another future Hall of Fame coach that he can't get along with?
Well, it's not. I kind of look at it, and you know, I talked to Mike before he signed Russell, and he was like, "Hey, it's 1 year, nothing. Like, there's no guarantee. You know, we're not on the hook for anything." So, and Mike always, here's the thing about him: he does think he can get the best of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's him. It's always been him. Like, he thinks he can get everybody to shine, the absolute best of everybody, and that kind of what makes him great. Right. So, but it's also like him and Arthur Smith. I was like, "Ooh, I don't know if that's a, you know, Arthur's as no nonsense as you get." So I'm interested to see how that one goes. Also,
Jay Glazer, our guest here, and Jay, as always, your Unbreakable, a Mental Wealth podcast. You have up now a wild story. You had Chris Long on your show this week, and the fortunes of Tom Brady and a Super Bowl changed the fortunes of his career.
You know, so here's the thing. I've known Chris since I think he was 11, something like that. And obviously I've known him forever. You know, Dad's one of my best friends on the planet.
So he was a tough book. He was tough to book for you. It was a tough book really, for you.
But, you know, I know so much about Chris. You know, trained Chris. Stayed with me. He's just, you know, Kyle was my Manny and used to live with us. We used to train him, and he was my son's nanny. We call him my Manny. Like, I would lean into Howie about being a good dad, learn from him. I've known Chris forever. I never knew this. I never knew this until we did that. I said, "Tell me something about that 28-3 game I don't know." And he said to me, "I made up my mind in that game, or like half, I was like, I'm done. I'm retiring. It's over." He goes, "And think about it. I was going to retire off a loss. I wouldn't have been doing my podcast. You know, I would have retired miserable because I never would have won, and everything would have changed. Like, I had no idea about that." And all of a sudden, he won the Super Bowl, went to Philly. During that time in Philly is when he came up with the idea for his own podcast, right? And before podcasts were, you know, for athletes were really a big thing, and then won another Super Bowl. So his life completely changed. But again, like, I can't be closer to the family, and I had no idea about that about Chris. His podcast today is so great because it's also, you know, I always try and tell players, like, and Chris kind of bring up a great point here, but I always tell guys, "Hey, listen, don't race out to your next thing, like next career. Like, you spilt the blood, you put the work in, you've been working since you were a kid. Let yourself exhale and enjoy it while you try and figure out your next step." What Chris said that was great, he said, "What guys need to do is learn about yourself, like do work on yourself." He said, "I'm more tired now than when I played. I just jumped to the next thing because I thought I needed the next thing. And I work, and I don't stop. And you don't really have a time to ever learn about yourself." And he said, "I wish I took time to learn about myself and to learn some grace for myself." And it was really, man, Chris is such a thinker, always has been. But the way he just puts it about, you know, advice for, you know, players when they're finishing up was, you know, I've worked with so many players, obviously, having started a foundation for former combat vets and former players in transition. I never heard it quite articulated the way Chris did on this podcast.
It's Unbreakable, a Mental Wealth podcast. Check out Jay on Twitter, @JayGlazer, all the details on this. And I got to say, because I know you've had the last couple of weeks off, you had my chef on, man. You had Antonia LaFaso on a couple of weeks ago. She's like the most famous woman in my house. Are you kidding?
Rosie and I had dinner with her at her house last night. She made us a grilled medley. It was unbelievable. Like, she is such a gangster. Antonia LaFaso is amazing.
Oh, man. I saw that. I'm like, oh, why did you have to be off? Why couldn't we talk about Antonio LaFaso when you called? Oh, my goodness.
You know, Jay, he did complain about that multiple times. He said, "Can I get an invite?"
By the way, I've been friends with her for a while, and I didn't know until that podcast that she got on her feet by being Eddie Murphy's chef. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Like, private chef. I had no clue. No idea. And I was like, oh, I'd like, you know, and I've known Antonio for quite some time. But also think about this, like her – her daughter's dad died suddenly years and years ago. And she was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? How do I make ends meet? And she just, man, went into, like, she's a, you know, they call her Princess Warrior. She went into that Princess Warrior mode of survival, and she built up this mecha empire, but to make sure that she and her daughter survive. She's incredible.
That's Unbreakable, episode 74. You want to check out the latest one as well with Chris Long. Jay, as always, buddy, keep fighting the good fight, man. We'll talk to you soon. And say hi to Antonia for me.
Hey, you got it, bro.
Be bad.
Great stuff.
That's,
I'm like, how's he got Antonio? I've been watching her for a dozen years now. She's our favorite chef. We pick her to win TOC and Guy Fieri's show every single year. She's such a great kid. We love Antonio. I see, oh, here's Antonio on Jay Glazer's pod. Oh, and now she made Jay Glazer dinner last night. Okay, there we go.
It's look at the world he's living
man,
in.
Man, I'll tell you.
He just had the anniversary of the big gathering with Stallone and Pacino and all those guys, Guy Fieri and all those. I mean, the man gets in tight with influential folks and gets their stories, gets to the core. It's great.
Did you know Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations, they do apply. The Jason Smith here with Mike Harmon live at the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next, another day, another big day of quarterback signings and guys who are now suddenly available. That's next right here. Jason and Mike.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
7 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Harmon and I are now just frozen in the studio like we're Groot at the beginning of Guardians 2. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Live from the TireRack.com studios. Did you know Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you got access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations, they do apply. Day three of NFL free agency, really day one, but okay. And we saw some quarterbacks, more changing addresses. And there's a couple of really interesting things in here. First off, yes, we saw early Mason Rudolph going to Tennessee, now going to back up Will Levis there. Okay, great. You know, you had three quarterbacks in Pittsburgh. They weren't going to re-sign him after getting Russell Wilson. Okay, I guess there he goes, backup. That's fine. Jimmy Garoppolo gets released by the Raiders. And before you think, oh, Jimmy Garoppolo, he's at... Jimmy Garoppolo is a guy I go after right away to be my backup quarterback. Because what's the thing about Garoppolo? When he plays well. He just can't stay healthy.
That's right.
What do you want from a backup quarterback? A guy who can come in and play a little bit when your starter gets hurt. So the biggest thing about Garoppolo, you don't have to worry about if you're signing him to be your backup. And you don't, right? So, you know, Garoppolo's past that point where he is the answer. He's not even a bridge quarterback anymore. He's someone that if you want to stay in the league, you're a backup. And maybe you can find somewhere, hey, if a starter gets hurt, you wind up playing a long amount of time. But you want for your backup is who can come in the middle of a game if they have to, start a week or two if they have to, if your starter is dinged up. And he is perfect for that. Don't worry about him long term, worry about him playing too many weeks in a row. No, you're going to play a couple of games a year, maybe, hopefully none, but a couple of games, and there's not a lot of guys out there that have the resume of Garoppolo that can still throw the ball big, that can fit in with almost any kind of offense, and have that kind of resume where, yeah, I can trust him going in there. I go after Garoppolo right away to be a backup if I need one.
Jimmy.
100%.
Fantastic stopgap solution. There's no question about it. The problem was you paid a lot of money for him to be the guy, and then you sat there every time he rolled out and tried to run, or he stayed in the pocket a little bit too long, that he was going to get crumpled under, and down he goes. And year after year, unfortunately, that hasn't gone away, right? Matthew Stafford had that the first couple of years of his career. Guess what? Fluke injuries, and generally, outside of, you know, recurring bacchiotomy needs that he's played through, he's been just fine. We've seen it with a number of NBA players. Get past those early years, then you have some opportunity. For Garoppolo, hasn't been able to shed that. Still 43-20 as a starter, 67% completion rate. Get him in the right system. You need him as a stopgap for 4 to 6 weeks, or you decide your young quarterback's not quite coming along as you hoped with all these teams that are about to draft a new guy. He's nice insurance if they don't acclimate to things quickly. That gives you that bridge that you need.
The other big move, Joe Flacco, who will not be backing up Deshaun Watson again this year, gets a one-year, $49 million contract to go back up Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis. This is also a great move. Look, we thought Flacco was done a couple of years ago, but now
he's elite.
He's like Vinny Testaverde, man. He's the modern day Vinny Testaverde. No matter how old he is, hey, he can come back and play, can throw a deep ball, can he? Sure, great. He goes to Indianapolis after the big run he had with the Browns, which was great. Here's the thing. This is why this is a big deal. Who knows how many weeks he's going to have to play. Yeah. Anthony Richardson showed us one thing his rookie season. The guy is talented as hell, man, and he's NFL ready. But he's pretty reckless, and he got hurt a couple of times, got knocked out for the season pretty early. How is his style of play going to translate as far as staying on the field? He could wind up having a very RG3 type career where I can't get away from being hurt, and I'm in, as talented as I am, I'm out of the lineup a while. This is big because you have no idea. You have to be ready for this situation. It's one of those, well, hopefully he doesn't have to play, but he could have to play 12 weeks. So Joe Flacco's our guy going after. This is a big signing.
Well, we talked about Richardson a lot coming into last season, and you saw glimpses of what could be. The injuries, certainly going to be a concern, protecting his body. We were ready for a bit of a roller coaster, right, in terms of some high performances and maybe some lowlights. Learning curve with a limited run in college. But you look at the receiving core, they brought Pittman Jr. back, Josh Downs, Alec Pierce, two pretty good receivers there as well. Tight end could probably stand to make an upgrade there. But running back position is solid. I mean, you're looking at an offense that's ready to go. He's going to turn the ball over. He's going to put it in harm's way, but he's just that. He's also going to give you the veteran presence to help Anthony Richardson along because he recognizes where he's at in his time continuum. As much as he wants to start,
Yeah,
he knows
where he is now. Hey, I'm a guy, I'm a break glass in case emergency guy now. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and in his wake, because we didn't really get to him deep because of all the Aaron Rodgers stuff last night. I like the Jameis Winston ad in Cleveland for what they're paying him and the opportunity potentially to, again, play a lot of games, just like Joe Flacco.
Exit out by DeFresca, exit Swollen Dome. The Jason Smiths are with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Again, a couple of big quarterback moves today that maybe flew under the radar a little bit. But coming up next, we get into the biggest signing of the day and why the Calvin Ridley contract is really about Justin Fields.
Whoa.
And where he might end up now. That's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox. Why did you ever coach if things are that bad? Things are so... I can't stand the Kyle. What's happening right now with NIL? You got the shot of me drinking the Coca-Cola, right? Okay, great. Yeah.
And boy. Look, we understand there's no guardrails. There's a lot of things. Adapt or die. You decided you didn't want to play in this environment just because everybody was looking around going, how do I get mine? They were always asking you about playing time. So don't tell me that's any different.
Yeah, like that never happens.
That never happened.
Coach, can I talk about play? Get out of here! Okay, sorry.
The fact that all the other schools might be doing things, the top programs and their facilities and everything else were always doing, you know, gets folks a little rankled.
Look,
gets folks a little salty.
This is, and look, Saban obviously has been holding on to all of this, being upset.
But he said exactly what we surmised the day it happened.
Yeah, look,
he's lying through his teeth when he said it wasn't a factor.
No, he's not a fan of NIL, not a fan of the transfer portal. But in the end, what it is that, hey, you get to the point in your life where, you know, like you're Roger Murdoch from Lethal Weapon. I'm too old for this
play. No, that's right.
It's like, you know what? I'm too old. This is not my game anymore. My game is not chasing these kids to the four corners of the country and worrying all the time about NIL, worrying about them transferring. It's a different game now, and it's a different breed of coaches that are coming up that are going to succeed. And you're going to see all these guys are going to go. You just saw Harbaugh leave, and you know, part of it, I'm sure, is, hey, man, I got lucky. We had the great team together, but now it's the NIL era. And it's not something for me. You're going to see all the old guards slowly start leaving, saying, you know what? I can't do it anymore. I can't coach. I can't do it. It's time for somebody else. And the young recruiters, the guys with endless bounds of energy that are going to be CEOs. And that's the big thing, is that the big coaches now in college football are going to be the CEOs that say, you know what? Yes, I have to leave the offense to this guy. I have to make sure I have a guy in who's got a great offensive. I got to leave the offense to you, and I got to leave the defense to you. Because what I need to be is a CEO head coach, because I got to worry about talking to all these players and NIL and transferring and recruiting, and I don't have enough time to continue to implement and install an offense or install a defense. I need to be able to delegate that. That's going to be your next level of successful head coaches in college football.
Well, it's all about building infrastructure. It's what we talked about, your university, my university, and those like it. This is where those alumni bases and, you know, all those folks in media, smart folk, whatever, up the chain of command and all sorts of companies and government officials or whatever else, this is where you're supposed to leverage them. This is where you should have had a first mover advantage, and you're all slow to the game. Now you're picking it up now, but, you know, in your case, that's 3 years without an NCAA bid.
Yeah.
See how I brought it back to where I started?
That's a long time.
You got your rant in.
Yeah.
And now you can exhale.
It's very much
that CEO thing of, you need the infrastructure. You need someone who's going to be able to do the glad handing for all of those people that are now involved in the process that weren't able to be so before. All those business owners, all those companies, the brand management, and yes, the secondary family members who want a piece of the pie as well.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. All right, let's get into the big signing of the day.
Let's go.
In the NFL. We told you this is going to happen. Oh, who's going to most likely get overpaid? Calvin Ridley. Why? Because the wide receivers all stink. Calvin Ridley. What happens today? Calvin Ridley. It's been a slow coming off the board for wide receivers. Darnell Mooney got an insane contract for being less than a Jag. He gets $39 million for 3 years. So you knew the wide receiver market was slow.
But with a guy who, with an accurate deep ball, this is where it's curious. Like, he still had some issues, you know, actually catching the ball.
Dude, Darnell, come on, man. 39 catches a year, and he gets $13 million a year.
But what the market will bear. Unfortunately, like Jay Glazer said, the 7-2 20-yard dash.
Good luck.
You and me and whatever else.
I can get a guy out of college in the sixth round to come in and give me what Darnell Mooney's given me the last few years.
Bears.
Sixth round out of college.
Bears.
But The Mooney contract was a big deal. Then for the first day and a half of free agency, we didn't see a lot of wide receivers come off the board because really it's not a great market for wide receivers. It was great for running backs. Now you've seen a lot of edge rushers, offensive linemen. And now today the wide receivers started getting released, started moving around, and no bigger move than Calvin Ridley, who goes to the Titans for 4 years and $92 million. And it's like, whoa, the Titans, really? The Titans, but they've been aggressive. Tony Pollard, Calvin Ridley. And what this tells you about overpaying for Calvin Ridley, how much they believe in Will Levis. And I am not really sold. I mean, I am kind of meh on Will Levis. He had a couple of nice games, but wow, you're spending a lot of money. And this is, we're spending because we have a quarterback on a rookie deal, and it's a lower rookie deal because he wasn't taken in the first, you know, 2-3 picks. This is, we really believe in Will Levis. And I'm like, oh man, I don't know, man. This is a real big gamble to sit here and say, yeah, this is where we're going this year. This is where we're going. Ooh,
I do like the pushing of all in, though. Right,
I love the aggressiveness, right? I don't know about Levis.
You bring in Pollard, yeah. You have Burks, who you're hoping for some level of consistency, like you are with Will Levis. We saw flashes of what that arm could be, right? And he certainly loved to run around and flex, mm-hmm. Right? You want to talk about a guy holding a pose?
Yeah.
Like he was on stage with Schwarzenegger and Franco Colombo back in the day, and Serge Nubre,
yeah,
getting through the pose and then holding it. It's like, did you get the photo? Did you get it? Same thing with Will Levis. But
he's like Josh Allen 0.5, not even 2.0, 0.5.
But then you have
he's 0.5.
DeAndre Hopkins, right? So you got all these guys. So you're giving him every opportunity to go and be great as you bring in a new staff and try to push things forward. So that's the curiosity for me in pushing in here. What I love in the social media sphere, given, well, Ridley's past indiscretions in the gambling market, was here are all the teams that are the favorites. He's going to stay in Jacksonville. Maybe he's going to go over here. And if you looked at the odds, you know, the Chiefs were on the board.
Patriots. We kept reading, it's the Patriots or the Jaguars.
So you had
right?
pretty short odds on a bunch of these. Atlanta for a little while before the Mooney signing, whatever. And then he signs with the Titans at 18-1.
Yeah.
So folks are like, how much? What kind of limits do you get?
I want to. I need a double blind to put out a bet on Calvin Ridley to the Titans. But Calvin, that's you. Yeah. 18-1.
So people
put it all up there.
So people were having their fun with that,
cash.
Not alleging anything. Just one of those curiosities of, hey, you've got all these would-be favorites and fits, and he goes there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at this skill position players that we just went through on this list, it's awful hard to think they're not at least going to be interesting, because Okonkwo was a pretty good tight end in spells last year as well. So you've got plenty of weapons. That offense could be pretty good.
Now, you know,
it could be.
You know what would make him better?
Because
here's the thing. Now that we've seen the landscape shift, right?
Yeah, and
everybody's favorite quarterback, Justin Fields, is still sitting with the Bears.
What are you doing with
Because the Bears...
Every day you want to just kick
because
me in the teeth.
Because the Bears have completely blown this situation. They should have traded him 2 weeks ago.
Maybe he's their guy all along.
Right, because they've said that every day. They've said nothing. If he was their guy, they would have said, you know, they have to get rid of him now because they never stood behind him. They can't say, hey, now we love you, man. No. But I'll tell you, the best three landing spots now for Justin Fields, okay? Number one, Tennessee. I think he'd be great in Tennessee. Number two, Denver. Denver starting over. They're not going to pick high enough to get one of the quarterbacks this year, right? When you pick middle of the first round, forget it. These guys are going to come off the board 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Like, these guys are all coming off early. If you are Denver and you're sitting right now at 12, right? Okay, what do we do here? You have the picks to send, because it's not a lot, to go get Justin Fields. You have the picks. Now, it depends on how much Sean Payton likes him, but would I like Justin Fields in Denver? 100%. I can see him running all over the field, other teams at mile high, standing over. They can't breathe because they've been chasing him so long. He would be huge in Denver, and he'd be huge in Seattle. If everybody loved Justin Fields with the Falcons, Seattle's kind of the same thing, except the Seattle plays on the West Coast. It's like just 3,000 miles away. You're talking about adding him to a team that has two good running backs, three really good receivers, and they're rebuilding their defense. They made a lot of they saved a lot of money, you know, in cutting the safeties that weren't bringing back the return they
Take
thought.
Take your shot at Jamal Adams.
No, I don't know. He blocked me. I don't need to say his name. He blocked me, so I'll block him from saying his name.
He's
on the show.
He's not Voldemort.
No. It's not saying I'm worried about anything. But if you think he would have been great with Atlanta, how great would he be with Seattle? Because Seattle's got better wide receivers, better than Atlanta does. Atlanta may have the better running backs, but okay, but it's close. It's close. You don't know what kind of guy Zach Charbonnet is going to be yet, but maybe he's going to wind up being pretty good. Him in that offense, and you could easily say, you know what? We'll take Geno Smith back to be the backup, to be our backup. We could draft Caleb Williams and Geno Smith.
And Brett Rypien.
You can then parse Geno Smith off to somebody else who might want him and say, hey, look, because you know Geno Smith's available. Yeah, Justin Fields to Seattle, I would love that move. Those three teams are the best three fits now for Justin Fields. Tennessee, Denver, and Seattle.
Well, one of them came off the board today. I liked him potentially in a Colts uniform with Anthony Richardson there. But that goes off to the wayside. Broncos have 9 draft picks at present, many of them third-day picks, which is where we've kind of settled on. If there is a trade market, that's where it would be in the Justin Fields world, maybe one of those conditional picks or things of that nature. Philadelphia has been circling quite a bit as potential that they go, and Roseman and company throw a low-ball offer later on and low round draft picks. Once again, bring him in behind Jalen Hurts. I think that would be difficult because you've got a lot of folks with questions as to how good Jalen Hurts is, let alone now you would compound that with Justin Fields.
The thing is, when you do that, when you bring a guy like Fitz, it's like, okay, well, he's got to play. Well, does he really? When you go get him, it's like you're going to send a couple of draft picks. Like, he's a guy that comes in, he has to play.
Yeah, I don't think if you're sending day threes, you have to play.
No, but just the specter of him coming in.
No, I get the optic of it all, but
he's got to play.
But yeah, so Seattle, you know, they re-signed Noah Fant. And you talk about the three wide receivers. When you got Jackson, Smith, and Jigba, DK, and Lockett, you've got a trio that can go get it. The running backs that you mentioned, and a new look in Seattle with a new coaching staff and all of that stuff. So certainly that would be intriguing. I'm not so sure that they're not left holding the bag when all of this is said and done and we get to draft day and it becomes the desperation is a stinky cologne kind of talk in terms of where the marketplace is as all those dance cards have been pulled and all the seats have been taken in a game of musical chairs.
Exit out by the Fresca, exit Swollen Dome. I look, those are your three best landing spots because everything's changed now. Those would all be really good spots for him to go.
He can go take over in Jacksonville.
Oh, no, come on, man. They already got like 7 guys there.
Hey,
they got Mac Jones.
They can be like the Lakers with the draft from 2019. They assembled that super team. Same thing, 2021, all the quarterbacks.
They got Mark Brunell. They got lots of come on. They got everybody
now,
coming
that
back.
That would be
now.
Fun.
They got Berline. They got everybody's coming back.
What do we need to do to get Fred Taylor in the Hall of Fame? Can he come back for a few carries?
Freddy,
is there some statistical milestone that we can hit there?
Exit out by the Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. There you go. Best fits right now for Justin Fields. Coming up next, we get back into the biggest and most bizarre NFL story of the day. This is Fox Sports Radio. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. And you can now pre-register for the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge at foxsportsradio.com, where listeners can compete with our host to see who has the better tourney bracket. Once the brackets are announced on Sunday, be sure to fill out your bracket at foxsportsradio.com. It's all presented by Graduate Hotels and Tractor Supply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.